We now bring to these microphones David James. We have a program segment every single week here on Prophecy Today Weekend, where David and I have a conversation about an issue that is confronting the body of Christ. Actually, it's confronting everybody in the world, but in particular, the church, the body of Christ, those who are born-again Christians. And as others eavesdrop, they'll gain some great insight as well as they listen to our conversation. David has done some research. Actually, he has written an article. It's going to be published as a pamphlet, and we'll make it available later on here on Prophecy Today. Will the real Bruce Jenner stand up? And that's what we're going to be focusing on. David, you have just posted a new article addressing a subject that everyone seems to be talking about, both in the regular media, but in Christian articles and the media as well, and on blogs. Talk to me about it.
Yes, you're right. I just posted it. Already started getting some positive feedback on it, posted it on the biblicalintegrity.org website, and the title of it is, Will the Real Bruce Jenner Please Stand Up? And I think it's an article that should be helpful in a number of ways to a number of people, even though a lot has been written already.
You know, you've taken a little different approach this time in dealing with this than normally you would do, and it's different from what I've seen anyone else do as well. Why did you take this approach?
Well, there's a lot that has been said from a theological perspective. A lot of things have been said, both in the secular media and by Christian bloggers and writers, that tie it to the same-sex issue, the LGBT agenda, and all those things, and kind of coming at it from that perspective, whereas I decided to come at it from a little bit more a personal perspective and actually a reflection on who Bruce Jenner is. Who was he? For example, I have a picture posted at the top. Who was he in 1976? Who is he in the other picture from the Vanity Fair cover that is just coming out?
You know, in your article, David, I noticed, and you note that you were very reluctant to even get into this or write an article on Jenner, that issue at all.
You know, that's really true. You know, it's one of the things that we have to wrestle with every week, both you and I, as we consider what we're going to be discussing each week, but also what I'm going to actually put in writing. I mean, once it's in writing and once on it's in the internet, I mean, it's in concrete and it's forever. And, you know, from time to time, you and I have done articles and discussions on the homosexual issue and from various perspectives. And it happens so much, you almost get to being worried that people are going to think that you're totally obsessed. We are, or I am especially, totally obsessed with this issue. You know, this idea, you know, the idea that me thinkest thou protesteth too much is almost a kiss of death, because it's like people think, you know, the people who talk about and against these kinds of things so much may actually have a problem in this area, and I definitely don't want to miscommunicate that idea.
Yes, and at the top of your article, as you just mentioned, you included these two side-by-side photos of Jenner. You know, it's in the face of everybody out there in the world, and in particular, the body of Christ. That's why we're discussing the issue. And so this is important to include this type of thing, even the pictures, would you not say?
Yes, I would. The two pictures depict Jenner in 1976, I believe it is, from a Wheaties cereal box commercial. Now, Wheaties, is its byline was the breakfast of champions. And so it was in 1976 that Bruce Jenner really became sort of a world hero. He was the decathlon winner of the Olympics, of the 1976 Olympics, which puts him in an ultra-elite category of almost super athletes. And then right beside it is a picture of a person that is now being called Caitlyn Jenner, that is just coming out on Vanity Fair, from a series of photos taken by Annie Leibovitz, a very well-known photographer. And actually, the fact is, Bruce Jenner, this person today, is not the same person that he was in 1976, and the person that is depicted on the Vanity Fair cover really is not the person who Bruce Jenner is today.
You know, one of the longer sections in your article deals with the question of Jenner's age. Now, what was the main point that you were wanting to make, since we do not know when he was actually born?
Well, we do know when he was born. He was born in 1949, which puts him about 9 years older than I am, actually. But the issue of bringing up his age is the fact that we all change. I'm not the person that I was in 1976, and even the picture on the Wheaties box captures but a fleeting moment of his life. It doesn't really tell us much about who he is as a person. And I set that juxtaposed to the more current picture, which actually is a picture of someone who doesn't really even exist. As I understand it, a Photoshop artist actually spent somewhere around 5 hours touching up the photos that were taken by Annie Leibovitz, and all of the things that were done by the makeup artist to set these two together to make it look like, you know, you're looking at the same person, giving the impression you're giving the same person, but it's really an illusion. And in fact, I dug a little deeper and found that on his birth certificate, his parents named him William Bruce Jenner. So I actually chose to call him William Jenner throughout, because it's far bigger than just a discussion about whether this is Bruce or Caitlin, or whether he's changed his name or why he's changed his name. It's about who this person is and who this person was.
David, the next section in your article may be one of the most important, where you ask the question, what is William Jenner's true identity?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we all go through a process. We're on a journey. I'm not the same person that I was 10 years ago, and I'm not the same person that I will be 10 years from now. There are some things that are the same. There are some things that are different. In 1984, I was not a believer. I was not living for the Lord. I was playing music in a country band. I was working as an engineer. I was living a very sinful lifestyle, and then the Lord changed my life in 1984. And then over the last 30 years, my life has changed significantly. I've gone through many phases of whether it be going to school to learn how to be in the ministry, whether it be as someone who is in the ministry or someone who is a missionary for 16 years. And even if you take a picture of me now, I'm not the same person that I will be 10 years from now. And these changes that take place have to do with who we are at any given particular moment in time. And what I mean by that is, am I living for the Lord right now? What is my relationship to the Lord right now? What is my spiritual identity? Who am I? It doesn't matter who I was as much as it is who I am right now. And even if I'm living for the Lord right now, if in 10 years I'm not living for the Lord, then I'm not the same person, and I'm in a different spiritual place than I was at a different point in time. So we need to look at who this William Bruce Jenner is. And people seem to be missing that whole aspect of this story.
Yes, they miss that, but I think there's an even more important question that we need to focus on. Who is this person, whoever he may call himself, before God?
I would put it this way. We can only answer things from biblical perspectives with any hope of being right, and we need to apply biblical principles. From the perspective of who this person is before God, he is the same person from a DNA perspective, from a chromosomal perspective, as he was the day he was born, meaning that he is a male. He is genuinely a male. He is a man before God. And like all of us, he was born with a sin nature, and so he is a sinful man before God. He is not a sinful woman, no matter what he might do to his body. He is a sinful man before God with a sin nature. And in fact, in some ways, it doesn't really matter as far as the gender goes, as far as the sin nature, because there aren't too many sins that are specifically gender-related. The important thing is, does he have a relationship with God? And if he doesn't, he needs to have, and that will change his life. And if he doesn't have a relationship with God, he needs to have that relationship with God, and it will change his life. And that comes through understanding the gospel, that Jesus Christ is God, the Son of God, came to earth, died on a cross for our sins, rose on the third day, and we have the sure hope of forgiven sins through his death and the sure hope of eternal life through his resurrection. And that is why it matters who he is before God.
You know, after quoting from a passage in Romans in your article, chapter 1 of Romans, you quote Jenner from the trailer of his new reality show, in which his last comment is, "I am the new normal," which is actually, prophetically, a very, very awesome statement, is it not?
It really is, and I put that in my article right after a fairly lengthy quote from the book of Romans that you and I discuss frequently when we talk about this issue, and that is that Paul describes in Romans chapter 1 the downward spiral of humanity that actually stems from purposefully suppressing the truth about God, the truth that can be known, the truth that every single person knows from creation and in their conscience, and then on the basis of that, they reject God. And what happens is, the bottom of this death spiral, Paul describes certain things that are characteristic of humanity. They include people who are rebellious, who are murderers, and those kinds of things, but it also talks about homosexuality and behavior that is consistent with that, and that is at the end of the death spiral. And what that means, historically, if you follow the biblical pattern, that means that we are moving closer and closer to the time where God is going to bring judgment. Every time you move close to the end of that spiral, you know that judgment is right around the corner. So it has very significant, a prophetic significance, if he thinks this is the new normal. And unfortunately, much of the world believes this is the new normal.
That's a very important statement. Unfortunately, this world today believes this is the new normal, which according to the Bible gives us indication of the reality of the end times found in God's prophetic word will come to pass seemingly very, very quickly. David James, a look at who is the real Bruce Jenner with us here on Prophecy Today. David, again, thank you so much for doing the research, getting everything ready so we could talk about this issue that is confronting not only the entire world, but the body of Christ in particular. We'll talk again next week, David.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's always good to be with you.